D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
What Dr. Kennedy started in 1995 is not only just as important today as it was then, but it is just as effective and vibrant.
Many Christians that I bump into that say, you know, God's written off Washington, D.C., I just laugh and say, you ought to come and see what God's doing on this hill.
This is Truths That Transform.
Welcome to Truths That Transform, a viewer-supported program of D. James Kennedy Ministries. I'm Frank Wright, and I hope you'll take some time to visit our ministry website, where you can find an amazing collection of free audio, video, and digital resources. It's all available at djameskennedy.org. We have a special program to bring you today. I had the privilege in 1995 of being the founding director of the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. This past year marked the center's 20th anniversary of sharing the gospel and discipling those in the nerve center of our nation's government. And I'm pleased for you to discover more about this vital ministry today in this special program, Speaking Truth to Power, the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship.
The truth is, Jesus is the answer for Washington, D.C.
The D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship is making an incredible difference here in Washington, D.C.
The D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship is important because we're a presence on Capitol Hill for Christ.
Hi, I'm John Sorensen, president of Evangelism Explosion International. I had the blessing of knowing and working with Dr. D. James Kennedy for years, and E.E. was born out of his belief that lay people are the key to reaching the world for Christ, a belief that I share. Now more than 50 years later, E.E. is training Christians in every nation on the face of the earth to share their faith. But there's one facet of E.E.'s outreach that you might not know about. Dr. Kennedy believed, as I do, that the gospel changes hearts and minds. It results in a transformation that's not only inward, but impacts everything a believer does. So what might happen if the gospel were unleashed in the seat of our nation's power, Washington, D.C., on Capitol Hill, no less? That very question launched what became the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship.
Dear friend, we are in the midst of a war of values, a war against God and His truth. And it's why we're now in Washington, D.C., striving to spread the gospel and minister to those Christians who are trying to make a difference. I won't give up.
I remember Dr. Kennedy talking about Paul's intent to get to Rome, that Rome was the crossroads of the ancient world, all roads lead to Rome, and that he wanted to get there. And in the same way, Dr. Kennedy said, in the modern world, if there's a city that's the crossroads of the modern world, it's Washington, D.C.
Never before have we had the opportunity to be right in the midst of our nation's capital, to be a voice for Christ where it is needed so very much.
One of the things that Dr. Kennedy fought for was preserving the liberty to speak the truth, to be able to preach the gospel in our day. And so he had this idea of developing a center at what he called the Rome of today in Washington, D.C., to influence leaders so that we could preserve the right to be able to share the gospel.
I thought Dr. Kennedy was completely mistaken when he called and said, I want you to pray about going to Washington, D.C. to start this ministry. Because I had just finished my doctorate. I'd earned a doctorate in finance. He told me about his vision for the Center for Christian Statesmanship, and it was really
very stirring, very exciting. And I said, Jim, I don't think I'm the right guy, because I just spent 5 years of blood, sweat, toil, and tears earning this doctorate in finance, and you don't want me to just chuck all that and go to Washington, D.C. And he laughed in my ear, and he said, no, I don't want you to chuck all that. I want you to pray about it, and if it's God's will for you, you should do it. I came to faith in Christ. My wife, Ruth, came to faith in Christ through Evangelism Explosion. Dr. Kennedy baptized all three of my children. Other than that, I had no reason to say yes to the man.
We would not be so brazen as to suppose that we're going to change this city overnight or next year, but we're going to make an effort, and we need your prayers.
So I really got here, quite frankly. I say I got here with just a briefcase, a business card, and a checkbook, but there was Dr. Kennedy's whole ministry and his reputation had preceded me here. And I came here and said, I'm working for Dr. D. James Kennedy, and that carried a lot of weight early on, opened a lot of doors. Those many years ago, one of the things that always occurred to me as I walk across the Capitol complex, and sometimes the sun would come up and the light would be shining on the dome of the Capitol, it was just magical. I thought, wouldn't it be great to have a permanent place that emphasizes the role of Christian statesmanship, a kind of driving a stake into the ground on Capitol Hill?
We began to pray earnestly that God would give us a place. And I still remember the day when we got a phone call that said, hey, there is a space. It's a place that's used actively for ministry daily, which is what Dr. Kennedy would have wanted. We have several thousand volumes of his library here. We have his grandfather clock. It had not ticked from when he died until it started ticking when we got this building. The week that we closed on this building, that clock began to tick again here on Capitol Hill. And my prayer is it won't stop ticking till Jesus comes back.
And we'll be establishing what I hope personally will one day be a world-class research library in our offices here on Capitol Hill. It'll be a library composed of classical Christian works with a very heavy emphasis on Reformed tradition and a heavy emphasis on the Christian heritage in the founding of our nation. We want this research library to be a resource for congressmen and senators on Capitol Hill.
Now, these many years later, it's a reality. We have a place to meet. We have a library of Christian literature and theology and teaching open and available to anyone that wants to use it. Christians are meeting here. There are events that are taking place in this building all during the day, all week long. So I think the ministry is today positioned to be more effective in its outreach than it's ever been before. And in some ways that I had never even imagined 20 years ago. I would argue that the need for this ministry in this hour is greater than it was when Dr. Kennedy looked at our nation's capital and had this idea for creating a ministry to powerful people. The need today is far greater than it was then.
This institution was the capstone, I believe, in a sense, of Dr. Kennedy's ministry to impact the culture and impact the nation. There are those that say the most important thing is to preach the gospel, and I believe that's true. But the second most important thing is to preserve the freedom to do the most important thing.
The gospel of Jesus Christ transcends partisan politics. Evangelism Explosion International operates the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship in keeping with Dr. Kennedy's goal of evangelism and discipleship, while also emphasizing the role of Christian statesmanship in government. The center is blessed to have a powerful gospel influence on Capitol Hill, and those who were deeply influenced by Dr. Kennedy are now able to mentor the next generation of Christian leaders. Among them is United States Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, our 2015 Distinguished Christian Statesman honoree.
We confer this award on the person in Congress that we feel has stood for Christ the most strongly, the most bravely during this past year.
And I am incredibly humbled to stand here and to receive this award. So as a college student in the 1980s at the University of Texas at Austin, and as a Christian that was growing, I focused on a couple key people to really be in some ways a long-distance discipler for me. One of those was Dr. G. James Kennedy, that I would always make sure I had the right moment to be able to pick him up on the radio. Because as I'm learning as an 18-year-old how to study Scripture and how to be able to walk with God and how to be able to share my faith, he was one of those influencers that I always went back to. His Evangelism Explosion presentations and all that he did for so many years to train people, that was one of the first methods that I learned how to be able to share my own faith, was learning EE practices. So as a college freshman, I was exploring. I DJed at a radio station for a little while. I was a youth pastor. I was interned with a pastor at my church, trying to explore what does this really look like and what is God calling me and shaping me to do. I really sensed a great joy in working with students. And for 22 years, I worked with students, both in local church and in denominational life. I was the director for 13 years of the largest Christian camp in America, a camp called Falls Creek. It's in southern Oklahoma. We have about 51,000 guests a summer that come to Falls Creek. And it was what I loved to do. And for my family, my two daughters and my wife and I, we assumed we were going to do that for the rest of our life. But in the spring, summer, and fall of 2008, my wife and I separately really sensed that God was calling us. And we really sensed God calling us to run for Congress. And we went and pursued what we felt like God was calling us to do. Now being here, we understand full well, this is what God shaped us to do, and I have the responsibility to be able to do what He has put me to do the best that it could possibly be done. If you live the life of Christ, you do everything you can to the glory of God and with great excellence. And so for me, I want to be the best I can possibly be in the United States Senate and be an effective legislator in the task, but also a person of integrity and hopefully an effective witness as well. Oh, I found the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship as a first-year freshman legislator in 2011. Quite frankly, I was looking for places where there was a witness on this hill and for people that were engaged in what was happening, and found it in the center. What they do with interns and staff members and reach out to members and the training that they provide and the consistent witness and ministry that's here is very unique. Many Christians that I bump into that say, you know, God's written off Washington, D.C., I just laugh and say, you ought to come and see what God's doing on this hill and not assume that the power of Washington, D.C. is greater than the power of the God of the universe.
As we mark the 20th anniversary of the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship, we invite you to attend a special celebration on Capitol Hill on April 7th. We have a great program planned celebrating what God has done throughout the years and how we can continue to promote Christian liberty. Steve Green, president of Hobby Lobby, will be the keynote speaker. You'll hear firsthand how he and his family stood for religious freedom and won their case at the United States Supreme Court. Go to statesman.org for all the details, and we hope to see you in Washington, D.C. In Washington, there's an old saying, personnel is policy. What it means is that the staffers and interns that work for elected officials have enormous influence over the policy positions and the initiatives of the people they work for. Though unseen, these mostly young people wield a tremendous amount of power. And the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship engages them with the truths of God's Word.
As a Capitol Hill staffer, we work in a very high-pressure environment, a very busy environment, where it's very easy to get caught up in the power of Washington, D.C.
My day-to-day really consists in advising my member how to vote on particular pieces of legislation, recommendations for signing on to various letters to agencies or to other members, even to be sent to the president.
Working on Capitol Hill, it can be a blur, but it can certainly what you would consider be a situation of organized chaos.
It's a dark place on the Hill. People don't have the same values as you do. They often mock, or they'll just put you down for the things that you all believe in.
It's a place where interns can come. It's a place where staff can come. It's a place where members of Congress like myself and other peers have come to do Bible studies, to do evangelism training. It's a place that becomes kind of a beachhead for presenting the gospel all over this whole area.
I view the center as a place where I can find rest and a place where people can really encourage me to keep going and to remember why I'm here.
The center was very crucial for me in initially coming to faith. And being introduced to the gospel.
Show me in any of our founding documents, the Declaration, the Fellows Papers, or the Constitution, where it says anything about separation of church and state.
The fact that you have a Center for Christian Statesmanship says a lot. That's located right here in the shadows of the House of Representatives office buildings. And that's important for these young people to have a place that they can come to, and they can feel free to share their Christian faith with other interns as well.
That's what we do every single Monday, is we dive into God's Word. It was just really, really good quality Bible study. You don't get that a whole lot.
These young people then, behind the scenes, have a huge influence in our country. And so we have the opportunity to reach these Hill staffers. We have unlimited access to them. And besides the Hill staffers, there are also the interns that come throughout the year, mostly during the summer, maybe 10 or 15,000 interns. And they also are hugely influential because many interns come back to be staffers. And many staffers have the desire and ultimately fulfill that desire of becoming a member of Congress.
I'm just so grateful for the work that the center does to make us feel loved and to show us what Jesus Christ means here in D.C., which is everything.
Being a Hill staffer, there's a lot of pressure. It can be a dog-eat-dog world to some degree. Everybody's jockeying for positions, and it's also a lot of stress. The center has made a huge difference in my life. The teachings, the Bible studies, the ability to just plug in with other Christian Hill staffers have been amazing. Dr. Frank Wright taught me so much during the time when I was able to attend the Bible study that he taught here on the Hill. It was a tremendous privilege to learn and be mentored by him. He had a great impact on my life. The center definitely helped me to have a Christian worldview.
She has sort of proved out our thesis that if you invest yourself in bright and talented and godly young staffers, that they're going to go places and do things. And they're going to do it with a heart of commitment to Christ. Terry's one of the godliest women I know.
Now I work for a nonprofit called Convoy of Hope. It's an international development organization. We feed about 147,000 children a day worldwide. We work with orphans and schools to feed children in about 11 countries all day, every day. The D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship has made a tremendous difference in 20 years, and I hope it goes for another 20, 40, 60 more. It's been a fantastic influence in my life and many other friends of mine.
The D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship is having a vital influence with those working in Washington, D.C. Dr. Kennedy had a vision for impacting our nation and a biblical understanding that God's truth isn't just for our private personal lives, but for public life as well. He knew that Christians under the guidance of the Word of God had played key roles in forming and shaping this great nation, and that they could play key roles again in returning her to greatness. As you're about to see, Dr. Kennedy's vision planted seeds that are bearing tremendous fruit right now on Capitol Hill.
John Jay, Chief Justice of the First Supreme Court, said that this is a Christian nation and it behooves Christians to prefer Christian rulers for this Christian nation.
As an engineer in southern Indiana, I spent virtually every workday afternoon listening to Dr. Kennedy, his radio ministry, Truths That Transform, on the radio as I drove home from the power plant every afternoon. After learning from Dr. Kennedy on his radio ministry for years, Dr. Kennedy began a conference series, the Reclaiming America for Christ conference, and the first one was in early 1994. And so I had the opportunity to attend and sat through dozens of great workshops on various public policy issues. But in one of the plenary sessions, when Dr. Kennedy brought all of the conference attendees together, he gave us a charge, you might say, and that charge at one point got very personal to me.
Let me tell you this, my friend. You can't vote for Christian rulers if Christians don't run. How about you? Some of you ought to be in office.
A few weeks later, I announced a run for the first time for the United States House of Representatives.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, end quote.
Since he had been in the halls of Congress, he is in a unique position to be able to apply these principles and teach people. Here at the Center for Christian Statesmanship, we're wanting to teach things that George Washington understood. In his farewell address, Washington said, "Religion and morality are indispensable supports to our country, to our free institutions. Our desire is to reintroduce into the public discussion these Judeo-Christian values."
Being in this office, sitting at this desk, in this chair, is a blessing, a humbling experience for me, because knowing that this is the desk where Dr. Kennedy worked, where he worked to produce the material that he would ultimately provide millions of listeners and viewers, myself included, and now I am working at this desk, at his desk, doing the work that he began in me by the work of the Holy Spirit, is something that quite honestly is difficult for me to fathom at times, and can only be explained by the grace and providence of God. What does Christian statesmanship look like? Well, we are going to train individuals, whether they're current members of Congress, members of their staff, in issues such as the United States Constitution, a biblical worldview of foreign policy, for example, a biblical worldview of economics. What does the rule of law really mean in a biblical context, so that individuals can be trained in statesmanship and, more importantly, Christian statesmanship? Washington, D.C. is where Christ's light must shine, and it can only shine as the result of Christians being here, being that light of Christ.
I hope you're encouraged as you've heard godly men and women share how the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship is impacting their lives and those of their colleagues in our nation's capital. This was the vision of Dr. Kennedy, and it's come full circle with the Honorable John Hostetler as its new director. Having served in Congress, John understands the vital role that Christian statesmen play in our nation. And he's uniquely qualified to help lift up that standard and to train new leaders to live for the glory of God and the enrichment of our nation. When the gospel changes hearts and minds, then everything begins to change. And the same is true for Washington, D.C., and you can play a crucial part in that. You may not be able to serve in Washington yourself, but through this ministry, you can influence what is happening in our nation's capital right now today. Your generous donation will proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ on Capitol Hill and impact the men and women who make our nation's laws. To thank you for your gift, we want to send you William J. Federer's newest book, For God and Country. As a senior fellow for the Center for Christian Statesmanship, Bill wrote this book specifically to thank you for supporting the work of the Center on Capitol Hill. No one knows more about America's noble heritage than William Federer. For God and Country is a must-read for every American. You'll be fascinated by the amazing accounts of Christianity's crucial role in American life, from the founding up to the present. And it's our thank you for your donation. Just call our toll-free number, 888-955-9557, or write to our address, CCS, Post Office Box 753, Arden, North Carolina, 28704. The founders of this country had a Christian worldview, and they bequeathed to us the most free and prosperous nation in history, one with more individual liberty and freedom than any other land. And even though that godly heritage is under attack, it is still possible to see Christian statesmanship celebrated once again, but not without your help. Your gift to the Center today will influence our nation's leaders to stand for biblical values and a Christian worldview. Elections come and go, but real change comes as people's hearts are changed, and you can be part of making that happen. To send your gift and receive William J. Federer's newest book, just write to CCS, Post Office Box 753, Arden, North Carolina, 28704. Or call our toll-free number, 888-955-9557. Or go to our website at statesman.org. We'll send you Bill Federer's book for God and Country, a handbook for the statesman citizen, as our thank you. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
The voice of the church is not being heard on important moral issues of our day as widely as it was 20 years ago. I would argue that today the need for a Christian witness on Capitol Hill is greater than it's ever been.
My friends, as the number of Christian grows in the House and the Senate and the Supreme Court and the presidency, there are going to be enormous moral transformations in this country. You can write that down in your book, and I'll be glad to sign it, because I believe that with all of my heart.
Many people have written Washington, D.C. off and say, D.C. is a dark place and far from God and godless people that are there, and I always laugh and say, at the very end in Sodom and Gomorrah, God was calling people out, but that's not what he's doing. He's still sending people in to Washington, D.C., and quite frankly, it's very consistent with his character if it's a dark place for God to send light there.
As the founding director of the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship, I'm excited about the work the center continues to do under the banner of Evangelism Explosion International. And I look forward to seeing how the Lord reaches a new generation of leaders through the work of John Hostetler, Bill Federer, and the other wonderful servants of God associated with this important ministry. And it's been my privilege to share this program with you this week. I'm Frank Wright. Thank you for joining us on Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.